Praise the Lord. It is good to be in the house of God. Amen. Kindly open our Bible and read Psalm chapter 91, verses 1 to 16. Psalm chapter 91, verses 1 to 16. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. And from the noisome pestilence, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His trust shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flyeth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot under a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen. Let us now pray and trust God. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessing we receive from him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you by the blood of Jesus who shed on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins to give us eternal life. Lord, we come to you today with gratitude for all your goodness, faithfulness, loving kindness to us. Thank you, Lord, for all the trials that you deliver us out from all of them. Lord, we thank you for the discipline that we receive from you for our sins, for the rebukes through your word, and for the suffering that you allowed us to pass through in our lives. We thank you for our salvation, for the miracles, wonders, and we thank you for your provision, for our jobs and incomes, for our food and the good health, the strength, answered prayers, for the healing, and for the pleasure that we gather once again today in your house to worship you and serve you. Lord, thank you for all the seen and unseen blessings that you bestow upon us in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Renounce your anger, laziness, stubbornness, selfishness, envy and jealousy, non-willingness to serve. Renounce your worldliness, your lies, and your greed. Lord, we confess our sins, renounce them. Lord, cleanse us by your blood, as you said in your word. If we confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests, for Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Lord, as we lifted up into your hands our needs, we trust you that you listen to us and will provide for us all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your wife, pray for your husband, pray for your children, pray for your parents, and pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray that you will protect and provide for each and every family in the church of their needs. Lord, I pray that each and every family to unite daily in reading your word and worship and kneeling down and in prayers. Lord, I pray for each and every family to be a good example to others around them in the society that they live in. Lord, enable them to evangelize and to reach other people around them and plant Bible studies. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family's members who are unsaved. We pray, Lord, for each husband to lead his wife and children according to your will. We pray for the wife to be submissive and a good helper to her husband. Lord, we pray for the parents to be united to implement discipline to their children, and that children would be obedient to their parents and obey their instructions that come from the Word of God. Lord, we pray for the children to give them humble and teachable hearts and make them diligent to help in household chores. Lord, we trust you as you discipline our children, that they will grow and be blessed by you. Lord, we pray that you will help each single parent in the church and provide their needs to lead their children in your ways. Let us now pray for our jobs, pray for yourself to be a good example to others around you and evangelize to them that through you they will come to know Christ. Commit yourself to bring your tithes, offerings, and your first fruit to God. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters to be a good example to their colleagues and to evangelize to them by words and by good deeds and attitudes, that the salvation of Jesus will reach them. Lord, bless all those places of works for my brethren. I pray that they will receive their salaries on time, and they will be honest to bring their tithes and their offering and first fruits. Lord, I pray for those who are faithful in giving what is due for you, that you will increase their salaries and income in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. If you know any brother or sister in need, pray for him and pray for her. Lord, we pray for those who are sick to heal them and provide their jobs and income to those who are jobless and to give wisdom and solutions to those who are in troubles. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people back home in our countries, and those whom we meet daily to be saved. Lord, we commit ourselves to reach them out with your word and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, we commit ourselves to continue to pray for them. Lord, humble them and reveal yourself to them. Grant them repentance and give them salvation in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, and Armenia. Lord, we commit ourselves to pray for all those places that you allowed your church to expand through. Lord, we pray for the people that you will reveal yourself to them in visions and dreams. Lord, we commit ourselves to be a good example to them by obeying the rules and the laws in those countries and be good citizens and to preach the gospel to them. Lord, prosper all those places so we too will prosper. Lord, we pray that you give us favor in the eyes of those who are in government. And you will provide for us all the logistics, the offices, and documents that we need through the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Lord, prosper all those places so we do your church to be prosper in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the church and all the ministries of the church to grow. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted in other places not yet been reached by the gospel. Lord, we pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We pray to give us more spiritual gifts, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gifts of faith, gift of healing, evangelism, pastoring, gift of healing, evangelism, teaching, prophesying, and the rest of the gifts and the talents that we need so that your church will operate with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregations We pray to bless the evangelism, the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchman ministry, the publication, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, use all these ministries to bring new people to you. Lord, bring more laborer to us to serve you with us. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication and peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, we pray for the backsliders to repent and come back to you and rejoin again the church. Lord, we pray for unity among the church members. We commit ourselves to work with you that the fruit of the Holy Spirit will manifest in us. The love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control. So people will see Jesus in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our service today. Lord, anoint us and the items of our worship. Anoint our prayers. Anoint our songs. Bring us, Lord, into most holy place and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Lord, do miracles and wonders as we worship you and praise you. Lord, heal the people. Set others free from their bandages and save them. Lord, anoint the message of today and the speaker and speak to us. Lord, let your word change us and transform us. Lord, anoint the recording and today's worship and use it to reach the rest of the congregations, families, workers, and members of the church, and to reach the lost and new places and new people in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord.
Yes, guys, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's open our Bible to Book of First Corinthians, chapter 3. We read verse 16 and 17. Book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. First of all, he told them that you don't know that you are the temple of God and the Holy Spirit live in you, and you should not defile the temple of God, because if you do it, you are destroying yourself. Let us come to God, let's confess our sins, renounce them. Whatever things not pleasing unto God we are doing, let us confess it now before him to the most holy place and ask God to forgive us and to cleanse us by his blood, so that we will be refilled with the Holy Spirit. We are this temple. Lord, as we confess our sins, forgive us. Refill us. Prepare us, O God, to be a sanctuary, to dwell in us. We are your temple.
Lord, we prepare us to be a sanctuary, pure and holy. Tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you.
Yes, O God, we love to be a sanctuary for you. O God, thank you for refilling us with the Holy Spirit and your spiritual gifts. Here we are, O God. We are ready to serve you and worship you.
To be in your presence with your people singing praises. I love to stand and rejoice, lift my hands and raise my voice. You set my feet to dancing, you fill my heart with song. You give me reason to rejoice, rejoice. I love to be in your presence with your people singing praises. I love to stand and rejoice, lay my hands and raise my voice. You set my feet to dancing, you fill my heart with song. You give me reason to rejoice, rejoice. I love to be in your presence with your people singing praises. I love to stand and rejoice, lift my hands and raise my voice. Lift my hands and raise my voice. Lift my hands, lift my hands, lift my hands and raise my voice.
My Jesus.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord of the earth, let us sing. Mountains fall down and the sea. nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
We worship you, God. We adore you, Lord. There's nothing compared to your promises to us. Thank you for your blessing. We ask you, Lord, to protect us, to guide us, to refill us with your Holy Spirit. Do miracles and wonders. Heal us, O God. Speak to us. Guide us. And support us, O Lord. Hide us, O God.
Hide me now under your wings.
We thank you for your protection, O God. Thank you for the assurance that you are with us, leading us into victories, helping us in our trials. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. You are God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us sit down in God's presence. Let us now come into worshiping God by our giving. And we continue in the teaching of Paul when he taught them in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. And verse 13, do you not know that they which minister about holy things, name of the things from the temple, and they which wait at the altar are partakers of the altar. We will wrap up now when the people of the, according to the law of Moses, they needed to give, and even for us today, the same. We need to give because the material need for the ministry of the church was not cancelled by the death of Jesus on the cross. Our sins are forgiven by his blood. But the requirement to meet the material need is still there. They were asked to give lands, houses. They were asked to give their tithes. They were asked to give their principles. And they were asked also to maintain the worship in the temple by giving the sacrifice. They were about opening continually all over the year, non-stop. They were required to give cattle, ox, sheep, goats for burial opening. They are required to give their sin offering, their peace offering. They are required to give salt because needed, wood. They were required to bring, this is not their testimony or their offering, that is separate. They were required to bring wine for the drink offerings. They were required to give for the poor and needy. They were required to also to give the temple tithes that we discussed all these things in detail before. The same here. Nothing was, really, I tell you the truth, nothing was canceled. Only by the blood of Jesus, our sins are forgiven. We don't need to bring cattle to shed the blood. Our sins are forgiven. But the material payment is still there. Why church does not teach that? That is here the sin of the church. You know, when Apostle Paul told them in verse 14, even so had the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel. Now here, you see, verse 13, he brought them to the Old Testament, all the law of Moses, and as we responded, and he told them in the same way, those who preach the gospel should live by the gospel. There is nothing changed. Now, if anyone has objection about this teaching, I am open up. Bring scriptures that what I preach is not correct. There's no scripture, because Apostle Paul had already said very clearly. Now, why the church does not teach now? Because of compromises. Because of the fear of men. They are afraid that the people will be offended and they go to other church. Well, let them go to other church. Let them go and follow other preacher. God will deal with them, but we need to speak the truth to the people. You know, that sin of not giving what is due to God had brought troubles not only in the life of the church, but in the life of God's people. Because when the people compromise and do wrong, the church should not compromise. When we compromise, the more the people will go into troubles. In the book of Isaiah chapter 4 and verse 6, he says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And that's why I need to teach. I need to teach and emphasize. And I know people hate this kind of teaching. But I tell you, if you will not bring what is due to God, all what I preach, I do, I give, and I lack nothing. People perish because lack of Because lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. You say you want to reject the word of God? That is knowledge with the word of God. Last year, God opened my eyes to this scripture of Paul. And I went to commentary the same. The same. There's no one to contradict this. And he say here, because we have rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. He rejected those who does not accept the word of God. Jesus came to fulfill scripture. When he came, did not cancel any scripture. Seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. He said, because you forget the law of God, I will also forget your children. Who are the children? The disciples. The people of God. You know, Christian nowadays is most pitiful, poor people all over the world. Whose fault? God? No, at all. God is not at fault. But the teaching of the church, the compromises, your non-willingness to go along with God. God has bestowed on us treasures in his word. If you will not use them, if you will not obey God, if you will not honor him, if you will not stop our idol worship, things will become worse. Remember, God never changed his word. God wants you your step to be changed. Let's bring now our tithes, virus, offerings, our alms, our first fruits, and whatever we want to contribute to the ministry, whatever you want to offer to God, you bring to the Lord. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. And to us, oh Lord, bless this various kind of offerings that your people brought. Perfect us to give what is due for you, O God. O Lord, thank you for accepting us as your children. I pray that you will heed of warning and they will fear you, O God, and will do your will and what you want us to do for you. Bless the rest of our worship. Let this money multiply, use it for glory. I pray for all those who brought to you what belongs to you, O God. Bless them, as you promised in your word, O God, that they will open the floodgates of heaven. I pray that they will have no place to keep your blessings. And rebuke all the war in their life, and let all their vast storehouses be full, O God, and overflowing. Bless the rest of our worship. And Lord, help us to read the laws, to care for those who are in need. Guide us to do your will in full. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramiz, entitled Watchman Part 20. The watchman can see God's forgiveness and redemption from sins and troubles. Watchman, part 20. The watchman can see God's forgiveness and redemption from sins and troubles. Open your Bibles in the book of Psalms, chapter 130, verses 1 to 8, King James Version. Psalms 130, verses 1 to 8. Out of the deeps have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your unconditional love. Lord, thank you for this day. Lord, we pray, clear our hearts of all destruction and speak to us today by the power of your Holy Spirit, that the message today will bring hope, truth, and grace to every listener. Anoint my lips, Lord, as I read your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. This psalm can be applied for temporal concern, either personal or public. In reality, it is not related to any, but only it is wholly taken up with the fears of the soul. It is reckoned one of the seven penitential psalms, which have sometimes been made use of by penitents. Those who repented upon their admission into the church and in singing it. We are all concerned to apply it to ourselves. The psalmist, as watchman, expresses the followings. Number one, the watchman can see that calling on God is the first response and the first option to do in whatever circumstances of trouble. Psalms 130 verse 1. Out of the deeps have I cried unto thee, O Lord.
Yes.
In whatever condition we are in, we need to continue calling upon God. The best man may sometimes be in the depths, in great trouble and affliction, and utterly at a loss what to do. In the depths of distress and almost in the depths of despair, the spirit low and dark, sinking and dropping, cast down and disquieted. But in the greatest depths, it is our privilege that we cry unto God and be heard. It is our privilege that we have such a God who hears us when we cry to him. A prayer may reach the heights of heaven out of the deeps of the greatest trouble we can be in this world. Prayer brought Jeremiah's out of the Daniel, Daniel's out of the den, and Jonah's out of the fish belly. How about you now? Where are you? Are you in the depths of troubles? Call upon God that he may have mercy on you and deliver you out of all your troubles. Number two, the watchman can see that calling on God is the only option that can help us in whatever circumstances. Psalms 130 verse 2. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. It is our duty and interest to cry unto God, for this is the likeliest way both to prevent our sinking lower and to recover us out of the horrible pit and miry clay. While we continue calling upon God to assure ourselves of an answer of peace from him, for this is that which David in faith prays for. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. Number three, The watchman can see that humbling before God and accepting our own faults and sins with sincere repentance is the only way that we can approach God for restoration from our sins. Psalms 130 verse 3. If thou, Lord, shew this mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? We are taught to humble ourselves before the justice of God as guilty in his sight and unable to answer him for one of a thousand of our offenses. If thou, Lord, shew this mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? The psalmist is calling God Lord twice in this verse. He is feeling very awful about his sins, and his sense of God's glorious majesty and the dread of his wrath. Let us further learn the followings. Letter A. To acknowledge our iniquities, that we cannot justify ourselves before God or plead and say we are not guilty. 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 to 10. 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 to 10. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Letter B. To acknowledge the power and the justice of God, which are such that if he were extreme to mark what we do amiss, there would be no hope of coming to him. His eye can discover enough in the basement of ground a condemnation upon. And if he proceeds against us, we are undone and have no way to help ourselves. We cannot stand, but shall certainly be cast. If God deal with us in strict justice, we are finished. If he makes remarks upon our iniquities, he will find them to be many and great, greatly aggravated and very provoking. And then, if he should proceed accordingly, he would shut us out from all hope of his favor and shut us up under his wrath. And what could we do to help ourselves? We could not make our escape, nor resist, nor bear up under his avenging hand. Psalms 103, verses 10 to 12. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Letter C. Let us admire God's patience and forbearance. We should be undone if he were to mark iniquities. And he knows it, and therefore bear with us. It is of his mercy that we are not consumed by his wrath. Psalms 103, verses 13 to 18. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Letter D. We are taught to cast ourselves upon the pardoning mercy of God and to comfort ourselves with that when we see ourselves detestable to his justice. But there is forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared. Number four, the watchman can see clearly and live the true forgiveness of God. Psalms 130 verse 4. Psalms 130 verse 4. But there is forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared. The psalmist here discovered God's grace and pleaded with him as a penitent sinner. But there is forgiveness with thee. It is our unspeakable comfort in all our approaches to God that there is forgiveness with him, for that is what we need. He has put himself into a capacity to pardon sin if we sincerely repent. He has declared himself gracious and merciful and ready to forgive if we sincerely repent. Will you be willing to sincerely repent and come back to God? Truly, you need to repent of your sins and your wrongdoings so your sins will be forgiven and you will be pardoned. Jesus Christ is the great propitiation, the ransom which God has found to cover our sins by shedding his blood on the cross. He advocates for us. He is a sponsor for us, and through him, we obtain forgiveness as we sincerely repent and accept the consequences of our sins one by one. As you repent sincerely, do not doubt the true forgiveness of God. The favor of God on us through the forgiveness of sin is a matter that is so appreciated. Also, the psalmist said that thou mayest be feared. That as God forgive us, then that will lead us to fear him. Revere him and be at all in his presence, behaving ourselves in the manner that God wants us to be, and that will also lead us to worship God and to serve him. Number five, the watchman can see clearly the value of waiting upon God. Psalms 130 verses 5 and 6. Psalms 130 verses 5 and 6. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Here, the psalmist expressed his trust and dependency on God as he was willing to wait for God. I wait for the Lord. He waited because from him he expects relief and comfort, believing it will come. Longing it does come, but patiently bearing the delay of it and resolving to look for it from no other hand. He said, my soul doth wait. That he was an expectant, and it is for the Lord that his soul waited. He waited for the gifts of his grace and the operations of his power of doing miracles and witnessing miracles in his life. He was waiting and had put his hope on God's word. And in his word do I hope. In the same way, we must hope only for that which he had promised in his word. We must hope for it because he has promised it, and not from any opinion or our own merit, but we must not put our hope in what he did not promise in his word. The degree of that dependence on God is what measure the watchman. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. The watchman was well assured that the morning will come, and so God will return in mercy to him according to his promise. For God's covenant is more firm than the ordinances of the day and the night. For the ordinances of the day and the night shall come to an end, but that is of God is everlasting. The watchmen that keep guard upon the walls, those that watch with sick people, and travelers that are abroad upon their journey, long before they wish to see the dawning of the day. But more earnestly does this good man long for the tokens of God's favor and the visits of God's grace, and more readily will he be aware of his first appearances than they are of the dawning of the day. The steadfast assurance of the watchmen who see the forgiveness and the restoration of God is a sign of sincere repentance and returning to the Lord. At that hope in the Lord is initiated by the Lord in return to the watchman's repentance and his return back to God. Therefore, your true repentance and turning away from sins will restore your hope in God, and you can embrace, and without any doubt, the forgiveness and the restoration of God for your life and ministry. After himself received assurance, the watchman went farther and started to encourage the people of God in like manner to depend upon God and to trust in him. Psalms 130 verse 7. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. Let Israel hope in the Lord and wait for him. Let all that devote themselves to God cheerfully stay themselves upon him and depend fully on him, because in him there are forgiveness, love, care, and mercy. For with the Lord there is redemption. The nature of this redemption is redemption from sin, from all sins, and therefore can be no other than the eternal redemption, which Jesus Christ became the author of, for it is he that saves his people from their sins. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call him Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins, that redeems them from all iniquity. Titus chapter 2, verse 14, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works, and turns away ungodliness from Jacob. Romans 11:26. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. It is he that redeems us both from the condemning and from the commanding power of sin. The riches of this redemption, it is plenteous redemption. There is an all-sufficient fullness of merit and grace in the Redeemer. Enough for all, enough for each, and enough for me, says the believer. Redemption from sin includes redemption from all evils, devils, and demons. Therefore, is a plenteous redemption. Psalms 130, verse 8. Psalms 130, verse 8. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. The persons to whom the benefits of this redemption belong, as he says, he shall redeem Israel. Is Israel according to the Spirit? And are all those who are in covenant with God, including ourselves, as Israel was, and who are Israelites indeed, in whom is no guile? My dear and beloved, the message is a revival and healing for our souls to return to God and wait for Him patiently to come to us and visiting us with His grace and mercy. Let us be diligent today to repent and renounce all our sins, and let us come back to God and have hope and confidence on His power of forgiveness and redemption. Psalms 130, verse 7. Psalms 130, verse 7. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with Him is plenteous redemption. As we get healed and delivered from the condemnation of sin and its power, let us now go forward to encourage others around us with the forgiveness and the redemption of God. Let us bring that revival to the rest of the body of Christ and the rest of the church congregations, workers, and members, and to the lost souls in the world, bringing to them the gospel of Jesus Christ and the power of His blood that was shed on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins and the sins of the world. Let us all stand and let us pray. Father God, I come before You in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins, who was buried and rose from the dead on the third day to give me eternal life. Lord, thank You for the revival that I receive in this message and the teaching I receive from Your word. Thank You, Lord, for Your love, mercy, the forgiveness from sins, and Your plenteous redemption, and the hope that Your word planted in my heart. Confess and renounce all your sins. Confess all your fears, your doubts, discouragement, and your lack of full trust in God, especially in His power of forgiveness and His power of deliverance during times of troubles. Confess your lack of reading the Bible and your lack of prayer. Confess your lack of serving God and your unwillingness to suffer for Him. Lord, I repent. Forgive me the following sins. Lord, I learned the lesson, but there is forgiveness with Thee that Thou mayest be feared. Lord, I will continue to cry out to You for help and draw near to You in repentance. Lord, I cry out to You to save me from the following troubles. Lord, I will continue to serve You and do Your work and Your will. Lord, I will continue to encourage others to trust You and do the same. Lord, continue to give me assurance and sustain me and my soul to continue to do that. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is is not like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the works of your hands. Forever I love you, forever I stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
Lord, I pray for all my brothers and sisters who have committed their lives to you. Lord, continue to heal their souls and bring revival in their lives and give them assurance of forgiveness and salvation. Lord, bless them and prosper them and use their lives as good testimony to others to follow you. Lord, continue to use them and prosper their ministries and service unto you. Lord, bless us as your church and continue to bring healing and revival to our members, workers, ministers, and the church congregations, and continue to do miracles and wonders to increase the faith of your people in you. Lord, protect us from the flaming arrows of the evil ones. Devil and all you and all your demons, we come against you all in the name of Jesus and cast you away from our lives and out of God's church. Lord, lead us to go forward and to encourage others and bring revival to them. Lord, add to us more of the gifts of the Holy Spirit to be ready to evangelize and to reach new people with the gospel of Jesus Christ and with the message of God's word. Lord, we pray that you will enable us to plant new Bible studies and new congregation for the church. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Love to be in your presence with your people singing praises. I love to stand and rejoice, lift my hands and raise my voice. You set my feet to dancing, you fill my heart with song, you give me reason to rejoice. In your presence, with your people singing praises. Love to stand and rejoice, lift my hands and raise my voice. Lift my hands and raise my voice. Lift my hands, lift my hands, lift my hands. And raise my voice.
Amen.